Right, it's quarter to five. So I've been talking to Jenny. You still there, Jenny? Hi, Jenny.
Hello.
And Jenny wanted me to bust her ex-boyfriend. Now, it turns out he had tried it on with her best friend, Marie, and because of this, Jenny wants him to pay. Now, this all happened 6 years ago when they were at school, but Jenny has only just found out about this. That's right, isn't it, Jenny?
Yes, that's true. I have just found out.
And you're really quite annoyed about it.
I am, yes.
Even though it was 6 years ago.
Yeah, well, we were close, so yes, it does bug me.
This is like cold case. We reopen a case from 1999. Right, earlier today, I called Robert and he got a surprise. Do you want to hear it?
I'd love to, yes.
Right, this is what happened when we busted your childhood sweetheart.
Hello?
Robert?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I'm organising the school reunion night.
Right.
Did you get the invitation that we sent?
No.
All right. I was wondering if you were planning on attending at all.
I didn't know. When is it?
It's a week on Saturday.
Okay, I'm not sure what I'm doing.
Can I just run through some of the people who are coming?
Yeah, sure, yeah, cool.
Okay, Helen Chater's going to be there.
Yeah.
And Gordon Cashman, do you know them?
Yeah, I know them, yeah.
And Jenny Mason's going to be there as well. You went out with her, didn't you?
Yeah, for a period, yeah.
Funnily enough, I've just spoken to Jenny, actually.
Have you? Cool.
Yeah, she said she'd be really, really happy to see you.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
But on one condition.
Okay, what's that?
You tried it on with Jenny's best friend, Marie Ashdown, on three separate occasions when you're going out with her.
What? I don't...
Jenny just wants you to apologise for doing that. Hello?
Yeah.
You don't remember trying it on with your girlfriend's best mate at all?
No,
You thought she didn't know about that, didn't you?
Yeah, I still don't know what you're talking about, to be honest.
Jenny just wants an apology, really, for doing that. Hello?
What? Yeah, hi. Okay, I didn't cheat on her, but I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you remember trying it on with your girlfriend's best mate?
No.
Right, let's ask Marie then, shall we? Hi, Marie.
Hi, Scott.
So, tell us what happened.
Is that really Marie?
Hi, Robert.
Hi.
You're very confused, aren't you?
Okay, yeah.
Let me explain. My name's actually Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Oh, no.
And Jenny got in touch with me because she's just found out that 6 years ago you were a cheating swine.
Oh, no.
So, she wants an apology.
No, I mean, I never cheated on her.
You tried?
What?
Marie, tell us more.
Basically, the first time Scott was on a school trip to the Isle of Wight.
Right.
Jenny wasn't there at the time, so Robert said it'd be okay because she'd never find out.
I'm not sure if I remember that.
Well, it's what happened. Well, there's more, though, isn't there, Robert? Come on, let's be honest.
Okay.
The second time was the end of term dinner, and she was there this time.
Yeah.
You got really drunk and tried to snog me, and it was really quite gross.
Any of this ringing any bells now, Robert?
Yeah, kind of, but that's a bit harsh.
Had it just slipped your mind, had it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it wasn't, you know...
Yeah, okay. And Marie, there was one more, wasn't there?
Yeah, that's right, Scott. Lee Hutton's birthday party at his mum and dad's house. This was really good. We were upstairs talking, and basically it was a really, really cheesy attempt this time to kiss me. You know, like in the films when there's two people there, and they kind of shut their eyes and move towards each other and then kiss? Well, it was a bit like that, but it was really one-sided, and it was just Robert, basically, with his eyes closed and his mouth open.
Gross!
I don't know what to say. I'm not sure if I remember it entirely the same way.
Oh, come on, Robert, you must remember that.
Well, I don't know.
Yes?
It rings a bell,
right.
But I mean, it's a long time ago.
It was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So you confess that you did try to cheat on Jenny.
Yeah, I tried, but I didn't, you know. I tried.
Right. Got anything to say?
Well, you know, obviously she wants an apology, so yeah, I'm quite prepared. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry I tried to cheat on you, Jenny.
Right, that's all she wanted. She just wanted an apology, that was it.
That's fine then, cheers.
And the thing is, right?
Yeah.
There's someone else who would quite like an apology from you as well.
Oh, God.
Now, Maria's passed me on to someone else who you've wronged in the past.
Okay.
Hi,
right.
Phil. Phil.
Hi, Scott.
Philip Benson.
Yeah, hi.
That's right.
Is that Phil?
It is.
Now, what horrible thing did Robert do to you, Phil?
He put a dead squirrel in my sports bag.
I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I'm sure I didn't do that.
You're being really busted big time, aren't you?
This is harsh, man.
Did you or did you not put a dead squirrel in Phil's sports bag?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And you want to say...
Mate, surely I said sorry at the time, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
Have you needed therapy or anything after this, Phil?
I haven't had, but maybe I should.
Yeah. So what happened? What happened, Phil?
Well, I've just been playing basketball and just cruised back to the changing rooms. I put on my sports bag. Dead squirrel.
Nice. In fact, I do remember that one quite well. That was funny.
That's not a very nice thing to do, though, is it, Robert?
No, I'm sorry. Look, if I didn't say sorry at the time, then yeah.
Right, so you are sorry, yeah, Robert?
Yeah, okay. I am, yeah.
Right, now let's talk to Alex.
Oh, God.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Alex Parada.
That's me.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Now, do you need an apology from Robert?
Yeah, I do. You used to hit me every day at school.
What, I can't remember that.
When was this? What would happen?
Well, we'd just be stood in the queue for registration and just used to hit me for nothing.
Did you provoke him at all?
No, he must have done.
He must have done. I don't just hit people.
Yes, you did.
Do you remember any of this, Robert?
Again, vague memories, but maybe.
But it does sound like a horrible thing to do, doesn't it?
It does. That sounds really
And Alex
horrible,
remembers it really well.
Yeah, very, very true. I mean,
so
yeah.
What are you going to say?
Again, Alex, I'm really sorry, mate. That's really nasty.
Is that good enough, Alex?
Well, I think so.
Excellent. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Scott.
Oh, no.
You were really very unpleasant to people at school, weren't you, Robert?
I can't remember being so.
Say hi to Claire.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, Rob. It's Claire Carpenter.
Hi. What did I do to you? Surely I didn't do anything to you, Claire.
When we were at school, Rob, you wrote in huge letters across the school hut, Claire Carpenter is a flag.
No, I wouldn't have done that. I'm sure I didn't do that.
I can hear in your voice that you blatantly did.
No, come on. I don't know.
you definitely did.
You just don't sound like a nice person to me.
I am, honestly. I'm probably not mad. It sounds like that's horrible, but I'm all right now.
Oh, that's fine then.
How did you find all these people?
Well, Jenny gave me Marie's number.
Yeah.
And then she passed me on to a couple of others. You'd be surprised how many people wanted to bust you, Rob. Quite a lot.
Not that many. Surely. That was years ago. I mean, I must have been horrible.
Will you be going to the school reunion?
Mate, after this, I really highly doubt I will be coming.
Do you know what? I don't blame you, because you might bump into Ruth. Hi, Ruth.
Oh, hi, Scott.
Oh, no. Ruth.
Hiya, Rob.
Hi. Ruth Corrigan. Please tell us about Robert.
Well, basically, I lent him my Depeche Mode album when we were at school, and he still hasn't given it me back.
Which one was it?
Violator.
Robert.
I remember. I don't even like it.
I literally asked you about 20 times for it back, and you still never gave it to me.
I'm really sorry. What can I say? Do you want me to get you a copy now?
Yes, please.
Was it a CD, Ruth?
No, it's a cassette.
A cassette? Wow. Right, so, Robert, will you get her a Depeche Mode album on cassette?
Yeah, I'll do my best. Right. I might have to get on eBay.
How's that sound, Ruth?
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Right.
Sorry, Ruth.
It's all right.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thanks, Scott.
Okay, how many more have you got to come out?
Do you know what? I could carry on all afternoon.
No.
Or you could just apologise to everyone now and be done with it.
Yeah, no, I'll do that, because this is crazy.
Go on, then.
like I say, to absolutely everyone that I pretty much went to school with, I'm sorry for one thing or another.
I think you've had your comeuppance now.
I think so.
Thanks, Robert. Enjoy the reunion, won't you?
Yeah, no, I'm not going.
See you later.
Okay, cheers.
Jenny?
That was amazing.
That was a special You've Been Busted cold case. Did you like that?
That was great, yeah. Cheers, Scott.
This is Radio 1.